know, I mean, things just happen, you know. So just take it one step at a time. You get that call, and, you know, you go take care of your business.
Your agent just let you know then? I mean, have talks been going on for a while? Or?
Well, I'm sure there were things, you know, talking about, you know, maybe different things like that, but I tend to stay away from all that type of talk. You know, I'm just a straightforward guy, and what it is, you know, I'll go with it and talk, you know, different things with the agent. And but for the most part, you know, it's, yeah.
with Ryan's injury, obviously, how prepared do you feel to step in if needed now?
I mean, you know, I take it one step at a time every day, so I prepare. You know, I've been Ryan's backup for some years now, so I just prepare every day, every game, as if I'm going to play, you know, not a doubt in my mind that I'm not going to play. So, you know, stepping up into a role like this, it's not going to be hard for me to adjust to, I feel.
How much did it help
that you spent all that time with Peyton, working mm-hmm. with the ones in the offseason?
Oh, that definitely helped a lot, man. It really did. You know, you get a chance to learn different things, snap counts, different things like that, and, you know, learn his rhythm. You know, sometimes you can jump the ball before it comes out of his mouth because we know his rhythm. So, you know, getting different things like that, you know, that definitely helps me as a tackle.
What's different about his rhythm versus other quarterbacks you've worked with over the years?
You know, he's consistent on what he does, man, and he works hard at it. We work hard at, you know, paying attention to detail, you know. So just making sure we're all on one accord is, you know, pretty much how we get it done.
Chris, when the news comes out about Ryan, the spotlight goes on you, man. Mm-hmm. A little bit more intense, a little pressure there?
No, it's not. I'm just going to prepare the same way, you know, and do things the way things should be done. You know, it's not about filling the guy's shoes for me. It's about me, you know, creating, you know, my legacy or whatever, just helping the team, you know, just the best way I can, you know, doing my job.
The game work in the preseason at left tackle for those three games, how much did that help you?
It helped me a lot, you know, getting those games under my belt, being with the guys, getting that, you know, with the starters, camaraderie and different things like that, getting that chemistry going with Zane Beatles, you know, that definitely, so we have a little chemistry going together. So, you know, that's going to help a lot, just being on one accord. So I think that helped me a lot.
Have you talked to Ryan at all?
Yeah, I've talked to Ryan, you know, just taking a day at a time and just, you know, hoping for the best. And, you know, I don't, you know anything about it, but, you know, he's feeling pretty good about it, you know, what happened or whatever. So it's, yeah, he should be okay.
You put in 6 starts at tight end a couple of years ago. How much do you even look back at that as maybe helping you?
It always helps, you know. When I'm playing tight end, I view it as being, you know, the open inside tackle. So that's the way I viewed it. And that helps, you know, getting a game, getting games under your belt and getting that getting prepared for that as well. So I feel that'll definitely help me. It plays a part.
Maybe that helps you, like, calm that heartbeat down a little bit while he's nervous.
Yeah.
Like if this was your first start in the NFL.
Yeah. That would, if it was, that would be a little nerve-wracking. But, you know, I'm comfortable, man. You know, I feel I'm ready to go, you know. And like I say, you put your best foot forward and you do your thing.
In your years here, what have you learned about technique from watching Ryan up close?
I've learned a lot, man. I learned a lot from all the different guys, you know. But Clady in particular, you know, just the way he moves, the way he sets, move his feet and hands, you know. Attention to detail, you know. You try and mimic those things because he's, you know, he's been a great player. And those things will help me a lot. You know, it helps me, you know, being here, practice, games, whatever. But it helps a lot.